This is VOA News. I'm Liz Palka.
This is a major event.
That's the U.S. state of Florida's Governor Ron DeSantis preparing residents for the serious storm heading their way. The National Hurricane Center said Friday, Hurricane Dorian is expected to strengthen into a major hurricane later in the day. The Bahamian government has issued a hurricane watch for the northwestern Bahamas, while DeSantis has declared a state of emergency for the entire state.
We still have some degree of uncertainty, but I think if you look at the different forecasts, you see potential major impacts from places in South Florida, potentially going all the way up the coast of Florida. Some forecasts have it going through the center of the state.
The hurricane causing enough alarm, President Donald Trump says he will not go on a planned trip to Poland. The events were to commemorate the 80th anniversary of the start of the Second World War. This is to ensure all federal resources are focused on the arrival of Hurricane Dorian. Here's the president Thursday.
To ensure that all resources of the federal government are focused on the arriving storm, I have decided to send our Vice President Mike Pence to Poland this weekend in my place.
The hurricane is forecast to reach Category 4 strength while approaching Florida's eastern coast. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has confirmed nearly 900 cases of mumps among detainees at adult migration detention facilities across the U.S. The CDC says the virus swept across 57 detention centers in 19 states, sickening nearly 900 over the last year. 33 staff members were also infected. We have this full story for you on VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. Police in Hong Kong have arrested three prominent pro-democracy activists ahead of a major protest that had been planned for Saturday. Joshua Wong, founder of a political party, Democisto, was arrested on Friday. Agnes Chow, also of Democisto, was arrested at her home. Police said Wong and Chow are being investigated on suspicion of organizing unorganized assembly and knowingly participating in unauthorized assembly. Thursday, police also arrested Andy Chan, a founder of the pro-independence Hong Kong National Party, on suspicion of participating in riots and attacking police during a protest on July 13th. The first legal challenge to prevent British Prime Minister Boris Johnson from suspending Parliament has been delayed in a Scottish court. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The Court of Session in Edinburgh has refused to take immediate action to prevent Johnson from suspending Parliament for several weeks. Judge Raymond Doherty, however, said a full hearing on the case will be heard on September 6, raising the prospect that the government's move could still be blocked. The decision, however, is a setback for a cross-party group of lawmakers seeking to broaden the period for parliamentary debate in a bid to prevent a disorderly departure by Britain from the EU. Charles de Ledesma, London.
The AP reports a 9-year-old Congolese girl who tested positive for Ebola in neighboring Uganda has died, according to officials on Friday. The girl, who was traveling with her mother, was identified at a border screening Wednesday as a possible Ebola patient and isolated. The World Health Organization said the outbreak has neared 3,000 cases. Thousands of people in Pakistan took to the streets Friday in mass demonstrations. They were protesting India's recent decision to revoke the special status of Indian-controlled Kashmir. Prime Minister Imran Khan told the assembled crowd in Islamabad, "As long as Kashmiris don't get freedom, we will stand with them." Khan also said if India launches an attack in Kashmir, every brick will be countered with a stone. The Indian action to cancel the special status for the country's only Muslim-majority state was accompanied by a wide-ranging curfew and communications blackout. Colombian President Ivan Duque has a message for the rebel group Revolutionary Armed Forces in Colombia, also known as FARC. He says Colombia takes no threats, not of any nature. This comes after an announcement by FARC they are taking up arms again to ensure their political rights under an historic peace agreement. That story is on VOAnews.com. I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.